B'chayres, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Hamakish b'kasulov. Somebody whose legs are bowed in. It's called bow legs. And they bang into each other. His legs bang into each other. B'akuvoysov. Or his legs are twisted. Usually they correct this in a baby. But if he grows up and his legs are distorted and they bang into each other, so that's a distortion of the, it's a mum shal haraglayim. Ubal piko v'ho ikel. The mission is going to have to explain that as well. Ezu ikel, kol shemakiv parsoisov, that when he puts his feet together, when he walks foot after foot, ve'en arkuvoisov noishkoi zu lazu. This is again a distortion of the feet. Picture a person wanting to walk very small steps. So he puts his feet next to each other, and he walks foot after foot. What happens if a person's feet, there's something distorted about the bones of his legs, and his feet face outwards? If it's noticeably outward, that means there's a distortion of the feet. That's this ikel. Piko is yoytze migudoloi. There's something that sticks out from his hands or his feet. That's a distortion of the tsura of the legs. I don't know what that's called in English. Akevoi, a person's heels, yoytze lachayv, normally the heels stick out only a little bit from behind the feet. What happens if he has the back of his feet stick out? So the distortion of the tsura of his actual, the bottom of his foot. Parsosoi ruchova kishalavos, or his step, his the tsura of his toes, the way it sits, is wide like a duck, like a goose. Like a duckish feet is very wide, it's a distortion. Etzba'oisov mukovoi zu al zu. The fingers of his hand, like sort of clawed, the fingers are not straight, either of his hands or feet. They don't sit as one layer, they're twisted. Oiklutois, or two fingers, either again his hands or his feet, are together. Kolut is miloshin, connected. That means he doesn't have space between all his fingers, either on his hands or toes. However, ad haperek, if let's say the space between the fingers is less, or between the toes, until the first joint, they're more together. Normally a person has the top of his hand before the fingers. Until there, the hand is one hand, and then the fingers stick out. What happens if by him, till the first joint, which is the first way to turn your finger, a few of the fingers are connected, and only after that the fingers are single digits. That's okay. If it's ad haperek, kosher. Lamatim ad haperek. If it's beyond that first joint, vachatocho, and then it has to be cut, kosher. That could also be kosher. That means it could be corrected surgically. Hoyse bo yiseres. Person has an extra finger, vachatocho, and it was cut off, it was surgically removed. If there's still a remnant of the finger, there's still bone there, possible, because that's a distortion of a person's hand or foot. Vimlav, kosher. If it's just was sticking out, but once it's cut off, it's completely removed, that already is makshirim. Yoser biyodov ubiraglov. He has extra fingers and toes. Not that this is a distortion, he has an extra finger. He has all four, two hands and two feet. Shesh, shesh, they all have six. That means instead of having 20 fingers and toes, he has a grand total of 24. So he's proportionate. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Racham Paisim, so if it's a distortion, some of the people would look at and they would say, wow, look at that, he has six fingers. So Mamela, it's a distortion. Lamaisa, there's an Arichus Dvarim over here. Whether Rabbi Yehuda was only Machshir, the way we just said, only when it's proportionate, I couldn't explain that way. Lamaisa in the Rambam is mufush not that way. The Rabbi Yehuda holds your service is not a psul. The Lashon of the Mishnah uses of Sheish v'sheish esim v'arba is a Lashon of a Pasuk. It's in Shmuel Beis, where the Pasuk talks about a Gibor Plishti, v'ati oid mulchama begas, v'ahi ish modern, there was a person who was a giant, v'etzbeis yodah, v'etzbeis raglov, sheish v'sheish esim v'arba mispa. So this is the Makar Tesis Yantar brings from the Gemara that is that a Milo? That means his body was large, A, and B, he had more fingers and more toes, he could run faster, he could shoot faster, or faket, the Mishnah is saying that he was so out of whack, that that's a mum. Hagufo. Hashel b'shtei yodov, This is something interesting. And this is something we could relate to. Somebody is a shoylev b'shtei yadav. Most people are either lefties or righties. What happens if he's ambidextrous? Rebbe poisel. Rebbe holds that that's a shvachkeit in his right hand, that his left hand is as shoylev. V'chom machshirim. V'chom machshirim. Now, this is something that's negated to us, halacha l'maisa, even without l'kashir b'na beis hamikdash meir, because everybody knows the shayla with right-handed and left-handed l'gabi tefillin. A right-handed, avada puts on tefillin with the left hand, the left-handed puts on tefillin with the right hand. What happens if a person is equally shova b'koyach? So then you have to look always if there's, let's say, he writes with one hand, so that means that a little bit more functioning, fine motor functioning is the right hand, so then he becomes a righty, b'chulei. Somebody who's completely equal in both hands, that's the psul of Rebbe, is because he holds that it has to be that it's taking away from his right hand. So Mele, his right hand is up kishvak. Now, Gerada Avoida has to be done b'yamin, not b'smoil. The Mishnah doesn't list off a left-handed person as a psul, because it's not a psul. It just means practically he can't do the Avoida. He's not a balmum, he just can't do the Avoida. Avoida has to be b'yamin. There are certain intellectual, neurological milas that somebody who's left-handed has over right-handed, but certainly for a kohen, it's not a mila. It's a fascinating topic in halacha. Like, I mean, which halachas do we say that a lefty is yad yamino is his left hand? Legabe kiddish, legabe holding a kois, legabe tying shoes, v'chule, 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 all sorts of different halachas. Lulav and Esrig is a ganzer machleikus between poiskim. Somebody wants to be a medaktim, so he takes the lulav and Esrig, he switches them around from hand to hand. Chaim Kanievsky, zechron levracha, has a whole kuntris on it. Hakushi, somebody who's, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, somebody who's very dark skin, mamish of like an African type of skin. Vagichor, or he has very red skin. I'm not sure what the sherish of this word is. Valabkon, or he's Miloshin Lovon, he's pale, but extraordinarily pale. Not just blonde with lighter, fair skin, but extraordinarily blonde. Vakipeach, somebody who's very tall and very thin, but to the point where it's disproportionate. Vananos, or somebody who's a midget. Vacheresh, Vashoita. Cheresh and Shoita should be possible for other reasons also, because they're not Bnei Das. So look at Kiveger over here, Poiskim, bring down that obviously the Kavan over here has to be to a mum. We're not talking over here about somebody who's not a Bardas. His Mais Avoid is not a Mais Avoid. So Cheresh and a Shoita, normally in Halacha, that are considered Lecholdov, a Lav Bardas, is somebody who's Enish Shemeh Veni Medavid, that's a Cheresh. A Shoita is Bishash Tusoy. What happens if somebody has Le'itim Shoita, Le'itim Pikeh? It's discussed in Halacha. If a person has a house, and he's has episodes, manic episodes, and he's leitim shoyta, if he sells his house b'shash tusa, the sale's not chal. But if he sells his house b'shash pikhusa, the sale is chal. We're talking over here about somebody who's itim shoyta, itim pikach, b'shash pikuchoy. So the maisa should be a maisa avoida. The reason why it's listed over here in the Mishnah is because it's a psul. It's a psul in the person who has manic episodes. The same thing with Kheresh, a Kheresh over here will say that the Mishnah is not talking about the standard Kheresh, which is a Lab Badas. He's talking about a Medaber Ve'ene Shemeya or a Shemeya Ve'ene Medaber. He's deaf or dumb, but not both. So in Deo, he's a Badas. Kinyono Kinyon, Memkore Memkar, Kiddushim Kiddushim, but he's a Balmum. Vashikr, somebody who's drunk. What's the psul here? It's interesting. The Psukim and Pasha Shmini, they talk about a Koyin who is a Shosu Yayin, it passes his Avoida. Our Mishnah, which is talking about Psulim that are Bibnei Odom, are talking about things that are Eni Shova Bizarre Shalaron. We pointed out at the beginning of the Perek that the Psulim of Eni Bizarre Shalaron could be doesn't pass over the Evid. If it doesn't pass over the Evid, that can't be the Shikha that we're talking about, because the Shikha over here certainly is possible with the Evid. What we're talking about is a Shikha. It is somebody who's not Shosu Yayin, but he had something else which caused him to have an effect that alcohol would have on a normal person. Some people have, they could have with milk or with honey or with certain types of foods. So if he has that effect, the Shosu Yayin is anisht, But lechatkil is not allowed to be oivid. Ubale negoim tohoirim, somebody who has a maranega, but it's not tome. If he's tome, a tome can't do avoidim. We're talking over here about the nega is taka without simoni tumah, but it looks like a nega. That's a mum. Psulin ba'odom, that's a psul ba'odom. Uksherin ba'behema, they don't pass the ba'behema. Rabbi Shimon Gamli Aloim is shoyte ba'behema. A behema that's a shoyte, that you can see clearly, behema is not functioning normally. Eina min amuvcha. Then once there's a story about an animal who's a shoyte. They one time told Reb Shlomo Zalman had spoken about toothpaste, the Gabi Chometz, and the share of something which is Nifsal, even if it has Chometz ingredients, is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said that toothpaste is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. So some Bochum decided to try an experiment, and they took toothpaste and they fed it to a dog. And the dog ate it up. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said, I'm a Meshugene Hund. There's such a thing as a Meshugene Hund also. So that would be a psul. Or it's not a psul, it's Eina min amuvcha. Reb Lezer Omer, af balei duldulin. He has chatichos bosor, or skin, that are hanging off. Dolul means something that's hanging loose. Pieces of skin or flesh. Psulim ba'odom uksherim ba'behema. By behema not, but in odom, that's enough of a distortion that's it's part of the Eina shav b'zar shalar. Mishnah Zayin. This is the last Mishnah of the Psulim, of the Bali Mumin. Elu ksherim ba'odom, u'psulim ba'behema. So this is something, these halachas over here are not a physical deformity. These are psulim that are chal and a karm, that are not shaykh to a person. So we'll see the list over here, the mamish halachas of a behema. We're not going to go and teach halacha by richos, because it's not really our noisim. Oisei ve'ez benoi. We know that in the Torah of Parshas Emor, it says that you can't bring a korban, oisei ve'ez benoi. You can't shecht. This is not a halacha in a korban. It's a halacha that you can't shecht. The behemoth is called a mechusas man, the mother and a child b'yayim echad. Either you shechted the child that day, you can't bring the mother as a korban. You shechted the mother, you can't bring the child. So it's posel lahakrova, it's a psul shechita, it's a lav. And because of that, it's chal in the behemoth, not only over the lav, but it's a mechusas man, it's posel lahakrova. The Gemara names on that the wording in the Mishnah Oisei ve'ez benoi is even on the father with the vlad, which is shonoi in the Mishnah in Chulin, Pashlis and Peg Oisei ve'ez benoi, it's only the mother. There is a shita that's brought over there, Chananya, that holds that the father is also, the Torah says Oisei ve'ez benoi, and that's the Pashlis of the Mishnah over here. The next case is Trefa. A behema that's a Trefa is possible because the behema is also. And the Torah says that it can't be a korban, can't be something that's also ba'achila. Legabe a person, that means legabe a koyin, to be oivin in a state of treifus, even though he's a marked man, he's not going to live more than 12 months. The metzias is a metzias of treifus. L'moshul, legabe eidu shi'ati yochel hazimo, there's a halacha that since he can't be killed, so he doesn't have the same dinim of eidus. That could be. But legabe hakrova, legabe being a kohen that's oivit, there's no halacha that the treifa is not allowed to be, is not allowed, is possible avoida. The treifa that we're saying is kosher la'odom is only an internal treifa. You have an x-ray. But if it's external, that's a balmum. Yotze doifin is a behema that's born, not derech harechem, it's born with a cesarean. A kohen is not possible just because he was born by C-section. He might not be a peterechem, but it's not a psul. A behema that's a yoytze doifin is posel for a korban. V'shenevdo bohem aveiru, a behema is posel lahakrova if it was an aveiru was done with it, if it was part of a ma'aseh znus. There's no such halacha legabi a person. The person is never obgepasel because he took part in a ma'aseh aveiru. Should be a chizuk. Person never becomes posel for anything just because he has a past. Only a behema. The shehemis es ha'odom, a behema that's a negeach, is also posel avoido. We learn it out. We saw that in the perek vov. There's no such halacha by a person. There is a similar halacha to Gemara Brachos that a kohen shoharek sanefesh, even if it's b'shoigei. Poskin Yeshayah says that he's yedeichem domim mileu. The posel compares that
Ubaporsichem kapechem, when you spread your hands out, the kahanim, by Bichas Kainim. But that's a halacha specifically in the hands of the kahanim, can't be a tzino for bracha, the mokum that they were hargim. But that's not a halacha, it's not a psul in the gulf. Hanoise noshim ba'aveiro posel. If somebody is married, a kohen who is nosu, tuo grusho zoino chalolo, his posel avoida atche yadir hano, until his madir hano from this woman. Obviously, this is a din derabbanon. The Gemara says that we treat him that he's a mezalzel kohuna. We don't allow him to do an avoida lamoshel. Let's say he's a balaveri, he's a kohen who's married to a mamzeres. The being married to mamzeres is stamdishkin yiddish azach. She's a psul lakol. It's not a zulzel in his kohuna. So over there, there's no such din. So this din, it's not the way they shtel the ravek, is ad shiyada hano. The Gemara says the rab brings that as soon as he's madir hano, even before the actual maisegeshin, it's not the state of being married, it's the statement of being mezalzel bekunas of his madir hano, even before he got around to divorcing her. He can't write the get now, she's far away, whatever it is, the being married to her itself is not the kaveh of the psul. Hametame lemesim, this is somebody who's in a, not tome, a tome, avada can't do that void. He's a Torah, but he's a person who's mezalzel, the same idea. He's mezalzel b'kuna, so he's a mitame. He works for the Chevek Kadisha. He works in a funeral home. Posel, even when he's Torah, she'kabel olov, shelo yehei mitame lemesim. He has to be mekabel. Here he doesn't have to be noider. He has to be mekabel. The chiluk between the two is very posh. It's not that easy to divorce a wife. So until he's madir hano, that's not called he was perish mimeno. He has a job. So as soon as he's mekabel to get himself a different job, finished. He's back, he's reinstated, and he could be Ovid as HaKohen.